Andrew Ginn, the pioneering Singaporean fashion designer known for his exacting eye and uncompromising craftsmanship, is the subject of a sweeping new retrospective at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts. Jared Bowen of GBH Boston takes us there for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
To enter the house of Andrew Ginn is to find a feast of flourishes, capes ornamented with sumptuous embroidery, gowns sculpted into singular forms that radiate a splendor of color rivaling any springtime garden. Beauty has long been the fashion designer's inspiration, but he can even find it in ruins.
It was a collection inspired by a Venetian palazzo, but not just a normal Venetian palazzo, but a decaying Venetian palazzo which was sinking.
This is the designer taking stock of his decades in design before he closed shop in 2023. Over nearly 30 years in his Paris atelier, Ginn produced 80 collections and some 10,000 ensembles. The most glam now fill galleries at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts, where a retrospective of his career is now on view.
Beauty is really the motto of my life. In my personal life, in my professional life, I really live for beauty.
Over his lengthy career, Ginn became renowned for his demi-couture, applying the rigors of rarefied haute couture design to clothing customized for a ready-to-wear audience, and with material and craftsmanship, he says, that has always been uncompromising.
I would like to stress the fact that we design every single element on our garments. We design the textiles, so be it printed, woven, embroidered, the buttons, the buckles.
Why is that important to you?
That is important because I'm a perfectionist.
Because his focus is so much on the tradition, it almost makes the clothes all that much more modern.
Petra Slinkard curated the show, the first to examine Ginn's legacy, which itself is built on firsts. In 1997, he was the first Singaporean designer admitted to Paris Fashion Week, the industry's prestigious first look at what top designers are presenting.
He stands apart as one who has been able, I think, to introduce elements of Southeast Asia into high fashion and into global fashion.
Art and antiques fill Ginn's Paris apartment, just as they did his childhood home, which brimmed with pieces collected by his parents on world travels. It fueled the way he would ultimately define fashion, as did everything from the paintings of Monet to the vibe of turn-of-the-century Vienna.
He's very, very visual, and throughout the exhibition we have included collages that are his own, and so you can sort of see him mapping out, you know, these visual cues that he's sort of mashing together.
Ginn's designs have become red carpet staples for a parade of celebrities and even royalty. Most notably when Princess Catherine wore one of his designs to her first Trooping the Color ceremony as the Princess of Wales. It was a stunning moment for the designer, especially given that another royal has always been a queen of inspiration.
I understand that Queen Elizabeth was a muse of sorts to you.
She's actually quite eccentric because no one does that sort of things anymore, you know. A bright mustard yellow suit with matching hats. And I see that as something appropriate, but yet there's something really edgy about it.
Not to mention a valuable lesson.
To what degree have you created drama?
All the time and every day. And I think that it brings a sensation to you. You're shocked, it's exaggerated, it brings your attention to what you've created.
But that has all wound down now. Ginn closed his fashion house 2 years ago, leaving behind the churn of the Parisian fashion scene, where he says the pressures of launching a new collection every 3 months was grueling.
It's like launching an album or a new movie.
That took its toll.
I had an open heart surgery in 2015 and I had a stroke in 2021. And I think I was saying to myself, you know, 30 years, enough is enough of that fashion system and that schedule.
But his intention, he says, even as the house of Ginn has gone dark, was to always have his pieces live on, to be the antithesis of fast fashion, so readily consumed and discarded.
My goal has always been creating really beautiful and well-crafted clothing that a woman could keep in a wardrobe for years. Eventually, she could pass it down to the next generation. And we call them heritage pieces.
That are ready to wear and of distinctly personal vintage. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jared Bowen in Salem, Massachusetts.